What's going on today? I hope you have a very blessed day today. I'm your host, Zach Shoes Shoemaker, and today is an episode you're not going to miss, especially if you're a Wolfpack fan, because you currently have the number 5 overall recruiting class in the class of 2020, and you're going to hear from 3 of them today. You're going to be able to hear from Cam Hayes, Ebenezer Duwana, and Nick Farrar, and I promise you, you're not going to miss a single one of those. But you're also not going to miss the future episodes, because there's some very special guests upcoming on Shoes Views. So make sure to subscribe to the podcast no matter what podcast platform you're currently listening to. Also, make sure to go on head over to follow me on Instagram and Twitter as Zach Shoemaker to stay up to date on all future episodes of Shoes Views. But with that being said, I think we're going to hop right on in. So let's get started. I'm blessed to welcome on number 47 overall player in the class of 2020. The 4-star recruit also finds himself currently ranked as the number 5 overall point guard, and he's the number 3 overall player in all of North Carolina. He also is getting ready to help lead Greensboro Day School in his senior season after leading Team CP3 in the EYBL this past summer. He also is one of the top-rated recruits in the number 5 overall recruiting class of NC State. And that person is Cam Hayes. What's happening, my guy?
What's up, man? I'm glad to be on here.
No doubt. So, man, what's it feel like? I mean, you're officially a member of NC State, one of the top recruiting classes. What's it feel like?
It's just an honor, actually. Like, it's just a blessing to be able to be in the position I am right now. A couple years ago, I never thought I'd be in this position, but just like all the work I put in over the years and stuff, just seeing where all my work has gone and seeing where I'm at now, it just means a lot.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, I think a lot of people are shocked when they look at the power rankings for the recruiting classes and they see NC State. I mean, people know they're a solid school. They've had some good players, but to be number 5, I mean, you look up there, they're right next to guys like Kentucky, Duke, North Carolina. What's it feel like to be amongst the top group?
It just means that, you know, Coach Keats and them, they recruited a lot of good guys, including myself, and that all the guys that that's in our recruiting class that's going to NC State, we all, like, are now just, like, one family and stuff, and we all bond together, and we all wanted to play college basketball together. And, you know, me, Josh, Shaq, Nick, and EB, just all of us coming together and saying, yeah, we should go to NC State. And then, like, just seeing that our class is top 5, I don't think NC State has had a class that high ranked ever, I don't think, but just being able to do that and just bringing a like strong atmosphere for next year for NC State University.
Without doubt. So how long have you guys really been talking about potentially teaming up out there?
Well, Shaq, me and Shaq, we played AAU ball this summer together. So he's been telling me like, Cam, I want to play together in college. So I took that in mind. And Nick Farrar, he committed first. So once he committed, he always hit me up and was like, Cam, Coach Houston wants you to commit, la, 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 la. So then I just took that in hand, and EB committed after I committed. So when I committed, I hit Josh up, and I hit EB up. So I hit them two up, and I already knew that Shaq wanted to play with us. So we all started like a little group chat and stuff and just bonding together and stuff and always hitting each other up every day.
I think that's something that's so special because not a lot of teams, obviously a lot of teams are going after 1, 2, 3 guys, maybe max for a lot of classes, but I mean, you guys eventually will be able to put together a starting lineup, basically, out of the class. And that's something that's rare. I mean, you guys have a whole recruiting class that's your starting lineup of the future.
Yeah, we got 1 through 5. That's crazy.
I mean, obviously for you, I mean, it might not be staying 4 years in college. I mean, obviously you have more than the upside to be able to go play at the next level in terms of the NBA. And a couple other guys like Josh, a lot of guys on the team obviously have all the potential of that. But looking at that, I mean, really, how are you going to approach that in terms of balancing, obviously still wanting to win basketball at NC State, but also looking at the long-term goals?
Well, you just know, like, when we get there, we all know it's business. We all want to win a national championship, and we all want to get to the league. So whatever we got to do to get each other, like, to win games and win a championship, and then after that, if we're all blessed to go to the league or have the opportunity to go to the league, obviously, like, they're going to be like, yeah, go to the league, you know, go get your money and stuff, so... I mean, I feel like we're going to have a good balance next year. Well, I'm not really that worried about it right now, but probably towards the end of the year, I'll probably think about it at the end of my freshman year.
Without doubt. And so talk about some of the guys already at NC State that maybe you've had a great connection with now or guys that you really look forward to playing with.
Well, when I went on my visit, I was hanging out with CJ Bryce and Devin Daniels and all of them. They were like my guys around the campus and stuff, so I built a great relationship with them. And then when we was at a football game, me and Markel talked to the side. He was just telling me, like, yeah, Cam, I'm leaving next year. And Coach Keys always talks about how he wants another point guard to come in. He always talking about you and how he wants you to come in and replace me.
that's huge. I mean, obviously knowing that a coach really wants you to be part of the program, really build a program around you, or at least be one of the big pieces, is huge. But I can imagine another big piece was obviously staying home. So really, what was the impact of being able to stay home to you?
Really a key factor to me when I committed to NC State, just being able to be an hour away from home. So like my grandparents and stuff, they can come see it. My mom, they can drop up and come see it and come spend like the weekend or the day with me. So that played a big role too also.
Without doubt. I mean, I think another thing that really is going to be interesting to see is obviously, like you said, I mean, being able to have a team that's going to be really focused around a lot of young players in terms of freshmen. But I think you see it. In my opinion, I don't think age always matters. I think obviously the older you can be a benefit, obviously. Don't get me wrong. But I think having guys, you guys are so prepared now in terms of being able to play in the AAU circuit. You guys are able to go play so much high school, and guys come in a lot more prepared. You see freshmen not really going through too much of a growth spurt anymore. You guys can come in and start dominating. That's going to be huge to see.
Yeah, that's going to be real huge, you know. We got five freshmen. Hopefully all five of us can play a lot of minutes when we get there at NC State. But around the NCAA now, a lot of freshmen are coming in starting off gate, and then eventually they might go to the league or not. So I feel like it's like a new trend now. A lot of freshmen or a lot of underclassmen just get a lot of playing time because, you know, when we get there ready.
Without doubt. And so now kind of looking at it, I mean, what's something that you really know that you're going to have to improve on, or really something you know that in terms of getting to the next level, the NBA level, what's something that you really know you really want to improve on to get to that level?
I know for a fact I got to get stronger for the league and basically for college too, and just being able to hit standstill threes more consistently and just being more of a leader. And like eventually, like over time, we get even more mature than I am. I feel like I'm mature for my age right now, but you know, when you get to the league, you're playing against 30-year-olds, 27, 28-year-olds. You're playing against a lot of older cats. So just being able to mature and staying healthy too, that big factor, you know.
Absolutely. And so is there maybe a player that NC State fans can really expect to see, rather something you're going to bring to the table, or maybe a former NC State player, even a player that in the NBA or something that you really base your game around that they can expect to see?
I kind of take bits and pieces from all, like, the point guards in the league. I played for CP3 this summer, so just me, like, seeing him and me talking to him, I took some of my game of him, like, because he's perfected, like, the pick and roll and the mid-range. He can get his mid-range off whenever, so that's one of my strengths. I feel like I'm a really great or really good mid-range shooter, and I feel like I'm a really good facilitator. So just being able to, like, look at, like, John Wall when he used to play, Chris Paul, he's a great facilitator, Ricky Rubio is also, and then seeing, like, playmakers like Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving, how they get to the basket, how they use their body. Westbrook, he brings that dog. So I just take bits and pieces from every, like, point guard in the league. And then before he got in the league, I used to look at Jalen Hands a lot. Jalen Hands would be my dude. So I used to watch and study him a lot when he was in high school and in college.
No doubt. That's something with you, I think he just talked about, in terms of Kobe White was one of the most recent guys that played with him, and he talked about being able to play against him now in the NBA, but just kind of helping him develop at that point guard role, which is huge, especially being in the same position of one of the greatest point guards of all time.
So it played a real big factor because Chris, he's very verbal. Like, he's like an on-court coach. So, like, him, he'll pull us to the side, like the point guards, and he'll, like, critique us, like, in the game and just give us pointers. And he always tell us, like, however we go, that's how the team's going to go. So we got to be a leader. We always got to be first to everything. And then we got to bring the intensity. So just learning from him, it meant a lot. And it's also going to, like, prepare me for, like, college and then eventually, if I make it to the league, prepare me for the league also.
No doubt. So is there maybe in particular that you really did create a really close connection with on Chris Paul's team?
On Chris Paul's team, I built a great relationship with Evan Johnson. Me and Evan, we were in the backcourt since my freshman year. So we played 3 years together. Tristan Maxwell, he used to play with us. He signed to Georgia Tech the other day. Who else? Dontre Styles, he's a cat from Kingston, North Carolina, class of 2021. He really slept on, so I kind of bonded with a lot of the guards and then a couple of the bigs, but mostly like me, Tristan, Shaq, Evan, and my boy Chris Hampton. We all bonded together, like off the court, we always hang out and we always hit each other up. Or when we see each other, like high school wise, we like see each other games, stay and watch each other games, chat after the game. So I felt like our bond is going to last like even after basketball because we all cool with each other. And we all get along pretty well.
No doubt. That's something that's so special about basketball. I think that the bonds, obviously, they do last for a long time. And not just on the court, but I think once you retire and really you stop playing basketball, it's something that's going to be able to last forever, which is awesome to see.
For sure.
Going back a few months ago, though, it was still going to be a couple more years left of your high school career. But you did decide to obviously reclassify now into the 2020 class. So talk about that decision. Really, what went into it?
Well, me and my family always thought it would be better for me to go back up into my class because a lot of the colleges that were recruiting me, they wanted me to come 2020. So academic-wise, I was already ahead of my grade in 2021 since I reclassed. And then I already met the requirements to graduate for 2020 anyway. So making that jump back up to my original grades, it was an easy decision.
No doubt. And so was there anyone you were talking about possibly want to team up with besides the guys obviously at NC State? Was there anyone else that you really were trying to team up with possibly?
I wanted to play with Josh. When I went to the NBA camp, the NBPA Top 100, just me bonding with my dude DJ Stewart, he's a real dog. So like I was like, yeah, I kind of could see myself playing with him in college, but I knew me and him, we didn't have a lot of the same offers like that. I mean, we had NC State, but I knew he wasn't going to come to NC State. But, I mean, like, I can't really say that. And my boy Silas Mason, he kind of underrated right now. He is senior. Me and him, we always wanted to play college ball together, but we ain't really got that chance to, so.
No doubt.
But, I mean, I ain't tripping over it right now. The class we got right now, I'm fine with it. I'm bonding real well with all the people that's in my class, so I'm fine with it.
Without a doubt. And like you said, I mean, obviously you and pretty much all the guys you just listed will be playing at the next level eventually. And that's a time where right away, at least you probably won't be able to control where you guys play at. But I mean, it's a small league. It's 30 teams that you guys will be able to see each other a lot. And eventually, if once you guys are free agents down the line, you guys could always possibly team up there too.
Yeah, you never know. You know, people be, they'll leave just to go play with their friends. It's like a trend. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And obviously now you are getting ready to play your senior season now at Greensboro, but talk about really what are you excited for being able to step up now and be the senior leader of the team?
Honestly, I'm excited just to get out and play. We've been playing a couple games now. We're playing a couple big tournaments, Chick-fil-A and the Bachelor up in Missouri. So just seeing how my team performs well in like that environment, because some of the kids on our team, like we have Carson McCorkle, he committed to Virginia. We have Bryce Harris. We have Jaden Young. He's a real good freshman. We got Brock Williams. He's really good. We're kind of like a young team. So me, I just have to step up and be the leader and just make sure that I keep everyone on one accord.
Without a doubt. And just kind of talking about high school basketball as a whole, I think there's so many different approaches we're seeing now. I mean, a lot of guys aren't staying at one school for that long. If some guys are going to 3 or 4 schools throughout their high school career, and some guys are transferring across the country. But kind of talk about what your take is on that in terms of seeing guys transfer different places, forming super teams. But really, what's your thoughts on that?
I mean, some kids are doing it, you know, because eventually they want to play college ball together. Or some kids are doing it because, you know, it's their last year of high school. They want to go play with their friends, but so they'll go transfer to a school. So, I mean, me personally, if that's what y'all want to do, y'all can do it. I mean, if you can afford to, like, move across the country and go to a powerhouse school, then do it. And then, like Sierra King, like, BJ's tough. I'm going to give him his credit. Like, BJ's different.
Mm-hmm.
BJ moved from Georgia to Cali to play at Sierra King. He's at Sierra King where LeBron's son is on his team. So he's probably getting intake from LeBron, how to get in the league, how to stay in the league. Getting small details. Like, that's crazy. Like, I would. Like, if I had the opportunity, I ain't going to lie, I would probably definitely, like, make that risk to travel just to go play at a high school where the best player in the league, his son goes there. So, yeah, like, without a doubt, I'll do it. I wouldn't even lie to you.
No doubt. That's something I feel like a lot of guys would get unnecessary slack for. Because, I mean, when you look at it, I mean, sure, there may be some things that we don't understand at the time. No, but, I mean, if you truly get to know the person or the player that makes a move, I mean, it's whatever's best for them.
For sure.
Kind of going back a little bit, talking about your connection with Chris Paul. Obviously, I mean, he probably still has quite a few years left in the NBA if he still wants to play. And so what would it be like potentially playing against him at some point?
Me playing against Chris, like, in the actual NBA game? It probably wouldn't hit me until probably after the game, because during the game, I probably wouldn't look at him like, oh, I play on the team. I'll probably be like, I'm trying to go kill Chris right now. But probably after like the game, me and him probably like catch up, like talk about it, how he used to like coach me and stuff, and how like all the pointers he gave me when I was young and all the advice he did. It would probably be like an eye opener, just like playing against like basically the person who helped you and helped provide you to play AAU basketball and get the exposure to go to college and stuff like that and, like, fulfill my dreams. It would probably mean a lot to me, but, like, during the game, I'm taking it all out of him. Like, I'm trying to kill him.
Without a doubt. And that's something that's so special because there are so many players with modern day technology and advancements in medical stuff where your players are able to stay for a long time in the league and they're able to play into their 40s. I mean, we're seeing Vince Carter still play at a high level and he's still 42. Like, mm-hmm. And like LeBron, I mean, I don't think he's slowing down anytime soon. I mean, he's 36, 37. He's one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA right now. And I mean, him potentially playing with his son, something that I don't think if anyone ever said that we'll have a father and son playing together, and that would have been crazy to say, but now it's might legitimately happen. There's a lot of instances like that. I mean, being able to just play with these guys that either in your AU world, I mean, the world's basketball is so connected now. It'll be just going to be special to see.
Yeah, that's crazy because LeBron's spending like a mil on his body to make sure that if Bronny gets to the league, he's playing with him.
Mm-hmm. That'd be something special too.
That'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm. And before I let you go, I was like wrapping up a couple of different questions. The first one being, who in your life would you say has been your biggest role model?
Biggest role model in my life, probably my mom. I love my mom to death. I do everything for her. She provided. She made a lot of sacrifices. And just seeing how much she go through, all the things she could buy, but she gives me and my sisters too. So just being able to like see how she provided for me, I just want to return that favor.
Absolutely. And God obviously blesses us with so many different people in our lives, but it's usually someone, well, especially one person you have a super tight bond with that just always guides your path and make sure you get to the point, really supports you as much as they possibly can to get you to the level that you want to be at, whatever field it is. And that's just something that's awesome.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And then my final question I was like wrapping up with is me being a man of faith, just talking about how would you say God's helped get you to the point you're at today?
The man above, without him, I wouldn't be here. He gave me this God-given talent to go and, like, perfect. And that's real big. My grandma's real big on that. She makes sure I can get in touch whenever I can, and my mom is. So just being able to put your trust and your faith in God. And without him, we wouldn't be here. So just being able to believe in him and trust in him and just basically doing everything you can to return the favor for all the sacrifices that he's given us for. So it just means a lot to me.
Absolutely. I mean, just find the path that he has set in stone for you and for everyone. It's something that's so special. And like you said, I mean, he's given everyone such a strong blessing in some area and obviously yours with basketball and just being able to spread his light and his world to help other people find that God-given talents, like you said, is something that's just an awesome thing.
Yeah, it is.
No doubt. Once again, congratulations on officially signing and becoming part of NC State. And obviously, best luck this upcoming season. I'm excited to see what you do at NC State and obviously throughout your time in the league.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the interview.
Oh, no problem, bro. God bless.
Me too.
I'm excited now to be able to welcome on another one of the NC State commits. He's number 253 overall player in the class of 2020. He's also a four-star that currently finds himself ranked as the number 20 center in all the class, and he's the number 8 overall player in all of Georgia. He's getting ready to help lead to the Heritage School this upcoming season, and he was one of the stars on Game Elite this past summer while playing the AAU. And that person is Ebenezer Duana. What's going on today, bro?
I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Pretty good. Now let's jump right in, man. I mean, you're officially part of now the number 5 recruiting class. What does it feel like?
Yes, sir. I mean, it feels great, man. I mean, before I committed, I didn't really think about something like that. But I just feel like it feels special to be, you know, part of a class like that, you know. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, you're one of the earlier commits. And then, I mean, obviously, just grown now to having really all these top players in the country now. I mean, you guys are obviously heading with 5 guys that are big-time players, which will be huge.
Yep.
So can I talk about some of the guys on the team? Who's really guys that stand out that you're really excited to go play with?
Really, all of them. I haven't played any of them in club or anything like that. But, you know, just watching videos and stuff because, you know, they're going to be my future teammates. I watch videos of them and all that. And I'm pretty excited to play with them.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that's so special because oftentimes in recruiting classes, you see maybe 1, 2, or 3 guys that go to school, but for you guys, obviously, you guys are going to go in basically having a starting 5. I mean, maybe not right away in the first year, but eventually, I mean, you guys have all 5 guys that are all 5 of you guys are really caliber players that are going to be starting in college at some point.
Yeah.
You look at the teams that are up in front of you with alongside your guys' name, obviously, in terms of recruiting class names. I mean, you see Duke, you see Kentucky. I mean, you see a lot of these top primetime NCAA teams. And obviously, NC State's a team that people know, but it's not up there necessarily in most people's minds yet. So, I mean, Willie, what's it like seeing this kind of like a new day in NC State having a historic recruiting class?
Yeah, and it feels good, you know. So we love that. We want that, you know. I mean, NC State is big, but like, you know, how like how you said, it's not up there like Duke or anything like that. But having a class like us, and I feel like we can help. We can bring with our talents. We can take it up there, and that makes it big time. You know, that's huge for us and the school as a whole.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And so, did you guys have any kind of communication whatsoever prior to like starting to announce your guys' commitments, or did it kind of just all kind of go one guy at a time, and then it kind of turned into the top five?
It went one guy at a time. Really went. And then after we committed, we had this little group chat that, you know, we talked for a little bit, you know, just trying to get used to each other. But yeah, but we didn't know who was about to commit. It just came out of nowhere. You know.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think some other people want to know. I mean, obviously you had a top five schools, obviously with San Diego State, Pittsburgh, Denver, USC. I mean, really, what was the schools that really what stood out with those schools and what separated obviously NC State from everyone else?
But all the schools that recruited me, they did a pretty good job recruiting me, you know, and that made it really tough for deciding what school I wanted to go. But what brought my decision to NC State was that it's just when I visit, I just feel like a good spot. You know, the staff. I talked to Coach Robertson was the one who was really recruiting me. But I talked to Coach Keats and all that, and I just feel good about them, you know. And also, it's the ACC, and you know, you can't beat that, you know. But, yeah, it's just it felt good, really.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, in terms of, obviously, I'm sure you have many friends, not just that are now at NC State, but guys you play with now in club, high school, camps, and all that. I mean, what's it been like seeing a lot of your friends go now and commit and kind of living out the same dream you're currently living out?
Since we started playing basketball, really, I mean, since I started playing basketball, it was a dream just to get a D1 scholarship and seeing my friends and my teammates also achieve that. I feel like we achieved our goals, you know, and that's really the point of playing college, playing AAU basketball, just to get a college scholarship. And one of my teammates, Walker Kessler, he's at UNC right now. I mean, he committed to UNC. I mean, Corey Walker, Tennessee, and a couple of my guys on my AU team are going D1. And just for all of us, it felt good, you know, just go to school and play for a top school.
Without a doubt. And like you just said there, I think obviously for you and for every player now, after you make it to college now, your goal is to make the NBA eventually, at least play professional, I'm sure. But like you said, I think right now it's a situation where you have been playing your whole life, wanting to put on some kind of college jersey. And I think that's why if you're at the lowest D1 schools, if you're at one of the top schools or whatever it might be, it's truly an accomplishment because that's something that just a small select group does. And no matter what level you are, I mean, if you make that point, it's a huge accomplishment. Just you got to embrace and enjoy it.
Yeah, sir.
And so, I mean, now you do get to kind of enjoy your senior year. I mean, obviously recruitment's fun. It's great. But at the end of the day, it's kind of stressful, I can imagine. So being able to kind of get that off your chest and get ready now and just go enjoy your senior season. So what are you really looking forward to now going in saying you've commit and now it's just time to enjoy the season? What are you looking forward to?
I mean, I'm just looking forward to have fun. Last year of high school, you know, just trying to have fun, make good decisions, you know, trying to repeat state championship because we won last year, trying to repeat that. It's really just, like I said, just have fun until next year.
No doubt. So kind of talk about some of the other teams in Georgia you guys are really looking at and some of the young players that you're really looking forward to playing against.
The one player that I'm really looking forward to play against is my other teammate, Walker Kessler. Mm-hmm. He's going to UNC, you know, but I'm going to NC State. I'm really looking forward to play against him. But I play a lot of players in AAU with a lot of good players. I'm just looking forward to compete. You know, at ACC, just compete against everybody. Really excited for that.
Absolutely. And so now, obviously, being from Georgia and all that, kind of talk about really some of the players there. I think that's really a state that's really been growing in terms of basketball talent coming out right now. I mean, they've had players in the past, but right now you look at it, there's so many top players, and also you look at the young guys, obviously guys like Matthew Cleveland, Jabari Smith, that are coming. So kind of talk about what that feeling is like and seeing the state grow.
just saying that as a state, it feels good as a player, you know, because you can go out and talk about your state, because, you know, we have all these top players, and that just seeing guys playing them, tight guys with that talent, you know, in our state is just fun to watch, you know, fun to watch. I mean, I know I'm an athlete, I'll play basketball and all that, but it's also fun to go watch games and that, you know, and see Matthew Cleveland. Like, well, last time I watched him play Woodward, Pace County play Woodward, they play Walker Kessler. And it was just, you know, just living in a state with so much great talent is just fun to be at.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Now we kind of have talked a little about your AAU season. We obviously played with Game Elite, but talk about really what your team was like and really how you enjoyed it.
Let's just say we had a lot of talents. You know, we had great talent. We, I think we made it to the Elite Eight this year, this summer. And it was just fun playing with the team, you know. It was just fun traveling around. It was a fun group. I really miss that. That's just the part that I miss about AAU, just us having fun, going around, winning games. And it's really something that is going to be like a big part of my life, because AAU gave me really helped me a lot. Really get it, all these scholarships that I got. And it's been a great time just having Game Elite basketball around me, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think AAU basketball is obviously something that there's so many positives to it, but also a lot of people have a lot of just kind of downsides to playing AAU basketball as well. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of games you guys play. There's a lot of stuff that happens there. I mean, I think as long as you find a great environment that truly embraces you, a coaching staff and a directors and all that really want the best for you and help you get to that point, I think that with modern-day technology and all, it doesn't really matter. I think you guys still come out, and not like you said, it got you to the point you really want to be at. You're going to go to college now, and that's a huge thing.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And so kind of looking at when you go and first step foot on an NC State court, really, what do you want the fans to kind of know you by? Like, what's something you really identify your game by that you really want to put forth on the court?
I take pride in my defense. You know, I'm active on defense. I'm known by my shot blocking, defensive. For me, I'm really a defensive player. You know, offense, I'm working my offense. I'm a pretty good offensive player, but my strength is really on defense, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No doubt. So is there maybe a player that's maybe a former NC State player, maybe an NBA player that fans can kind of relate you to?
Kevin Garnett.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
Yes, sir.
And so kind of talk about also seeing now, when that team does come together, where do you kind of see your role being on the team?
I'm just ready for any role. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what role that I'm going to – just whatever that I'm going to – whatever role I'm going to have just to help the team win, I'm down for that. You know, I'm just down for everything.
Without a doubt. And a lot of people also talk about you. I think rankings don't necessarily mean a lot, that there's numbers. I mean, obviously, you're not ranked like a top 50 player or whatever it might be in the country, like some of the recruits on your team now are. But obviously, going into there's so many players and stories you see now, these guys that are low-ranked or even unranked players like John Morant, Brandon Clark, and some of these guys. So, I mean, what do you kind of bring along with that? It's kind of the underrated feeling going in and trying to prove something.
For me, I just see ranking as numbers, you know, because I just go out there and play. I feel like I should be higher than where I'm at right now. But, you know, it's just what somebody thinks about me, just where he thinks I'm going to be at. But for me, really, I feel like I'm a top player. And if I play like that, I really do, and I take pride in that.
No doubt. I think one thing you look at a lot of players is kind of looking at the way that they're recruited. I think the offers they kind of receive, and oftentimes you see some of these guys that are maybe ranked higher than players, but their offers are very small, or maybe they don't even have as close to that amount of offers. Because I think at the next level, all due respect to guys that rank ESPN, 247, with all those people, rivals, they do great at their job, whatnot, but they're not the ones handing out offers. I think the people that know the best are the coaches that are the ones doing the offering, and then obviously at the next level, the GMs and whatnot, but just seeing that, that's something that you can obviously identify, and you had plenty of offers and a lot of schools that were top-notch offers that a lot of people in front of you didn't receive.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm assuming your obviously goal long-term would be to play in the NBA at some point, but is there something else maybe you really have great interest in that you really would like to play or maybe do something after basketball?
After basketball, I'm trying to own a business, you know. I'm just trying to be my own boss, you know. It's just something about the basketball. I haven't really decided on that yet, but I really just want to own something, you know.
That's awesome. And before I let you go, I was like wrapping up with a couple of different questions. The first one being, who in your life would you say has been your biggest role model?
My biggest role model? It's my mother and my brother. I'll say both of them. My brother plays Purdue. He played Purdue basketball. Yeah, I've talked to him a lot of times. He's like, since I've been to the States, you know. My mom, my brother, really, because I've lived with them most of my life.
No doubt. That's awesome. I think God always puts someone in your life that can kind of help get you and guide you down your path, which is awesome to see. And obviously, yeah. I think everyone has a really special connection with their mom. But in my opinion, I think the most unbreakable bond is between two brothers. And that's just awesome to see, especially when you're both play basketball in the same sport.
Facts, yeah.
Have you guys ever considered possibly teaming up with each other?
Oh, possibly. I mean, if we can do that, I'll be more excited to do that, you know. Just having a brother on the same team is just... I've had him on my team, but that was when I was really young. I wasn't really that good, but I just feel like it's gonna be a good squad, you know, good teammate to have.
Mm-hmm. I think that's something that so many people embrace now. I think when you see guys like the Morris twins that when they play together, I mean, whenever you see like brothers Robin and Brook Lopez now in the NBA, I mean, whenever you see team up, like that's something that you just see the chemistry just is there. Like they don't. It just is there. It's just a walking chemistry.
Right,
awesome to
see. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my final question I was like wrapping up with is, being a man of faith, how would you say God or faith has really got you to the point you're at today?
I mean, God has really helped me. I pray to God every day. I feel like God has gone this far. And he still has more for me, you know, for my future. And I'm just thankful for what he's done for me. And I feel like I'm blessed, man, just having this kind of position of where I'm at right now. Because a lot of people really wish that they're in my spot right now, you know, and they really don't have it. I just feel like I'm blessed, you know.
Without doubt. That's something that's just great to acknowledge, because like you said, I mean, not that many people have that. And I mean, I truly think that there's something that God obviously has in store for every single person. That's to be something special at everything. But I mean, for you, obviously, you know what your thing is right now, and obviously, just keep following that, because you know it's going to be something big time that God's got in store for you.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking time to come on today. Obviously, best luck with this upcoming season. Enjoy it.
Yes, sir.
And then
thank
I'm excited to see what you guys and the rest of NC State gets done.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that, man.
All right, no problem, bro. God bless.
All right, you too, man. Thank you.
It's great to be able to welcome on the number 208 overall player in the class of 2020. The four-star recruit also currently ranks in as number 22 overall power forward and the number 6 overall player in all of North Carolina. Heading into April, he had 0 offers, but after a big breakout summer, he now grew to having over 25 offers, leading up to when he decided to commit and become a member of the number 5 overall recruiting class in the class of 2020, in which he will now be attending NC State next season. But as this upcoming season, he's getting ready to help lead Apex Friendship after putting on a show with Team Loaded while playing in the AAU. And with that being said, I couldn't be more excited than to welcome on Nick Farrar. What's going on, bro?
Doing good. How you doing?
Good. So, I mean, let's jump right in, man. I mean, how does it feel to be officially a member of NC State now?
Well, honestly, man, it's been a dream of mine since I was a little boy. So I'm blessed. My mother, she passed at an early age in my life. I was 7. She was a big Wolfpack fan, and I fell in love instantly, man. And it's just a blessing to be able to attend State next year. It's exciting knowing that the work has paid off. My coaches have basically installed a work ethic in me that's never going to leave. And just like the workouts, like working out 3 times a day, like it's just glad it all paid off at the end. I was very frustrated trying to get my first one, and when they started rolling in, it was just exciting to see the work come in and pay off. So that was exciting. That was big.
Absolutely. So for you, was there anything maybe you changed in the coming months up until that April camp, or was it really just something that you've always kind of had your same work ethic? You really kind of had the same game. It was just a matter of getting people in the right place to see you perform at your level.
Right. I've always had the talent. I think I've always had the talent for sure, like the high motor and just the dog. But I think My AAU coach getting me a lot of attention this past summer was really big on why the recruitment picked up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so when you first got the very first offer at the camp, what was that feeling like?
I was excited, man. I was excited knowing that a coach believes in me, Coach Hamilton. I was excited knowing that a coach trusted in my game and wanted me to further my education at his school. So that was big. That was big. I was very excited about that. Family was excited.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And so when that offer came in from NC State, I mean, obviously up until that point, you received 25 offers throughout a course for just a couple months. But what was it like when you first got the NC State offer to come in?
Oh, I was excited, man. I had talked to Coach Keats, and I had been talking to him for a minute before the offer as well. So he one of the main things he basically told me, if I came to play with the Wolfpack, he could help me make money at the next level. So that kind of opened things up for me, and I the way he talked and the assistant coaches as well, I knew it was a perfect home.
Absolutely. And that part right there, you just said about potentially going to the NBA someday, something that you and I think all the four guys in part of that class are really looking forward to. And all five of you guys really have a high potential of being drafted someday. And obviously for you, right now, still your ranking is not at a top 100, top 50 player. But I mean, obviously you've proved everyone wrong so far, going from being just a couple months ago having zero offers to now being a highly recruited prospect, and your ranking is expected to keep flying up. So I mean, obviously getting to the next level will be huge, but really, what do you see the biggest thing in terms of getting that level will be for you?
I think the biggest thing for me as far as going to the next level is definitely improving explosiveness, reshaping my body as well, just working on building more muscle. Because, the game at the next level is a lot of explosive people that can finish at the rim. So I think with me changing my body up and coming in, broken in from the outside as well, that's going to be a big part of playing the next level.
Without a doubt. And now one part also about you is that being a top player in the country, obviously, is something that can really draw a lot of schools. Obviously, a lot of AAU teams wanted you, a lot of high schools. But you decided to stay loyal. You still stay with your same AAU program, and then you stay with the same high school now. But talk about what really it's been like meaning to stay true to your high school, stay true to that, even though you blew up.
It's been big. Well, my AAU coach, man, I've known him since I was in the fifth grade. I met them in elementary school, and it was the way it was set up for me to play for. We started off this triangle flight, but the way it was set up is one of my friends had left a team that we were both on, and he had let us know about this new coach, and which is the coach I play for now. And the way it was set up was perfect, and I just knew it was more than just basketball when I first met him. He was serious about my school, what I was doing in the classroom, and he just it's like my second dad, really. He just opened up doors, man. And I was there's no way I could have left my AAU coach, for sure.
Without a doubt. So time to talk about the team you kind of grew close with. Obviously, like you said, being close to them, being around the same kind of group of guys. Talk about some of your teammates and really the connections you built with them.
I've known my high school teammates. Those are my Triangle Flight teammates, basically. And I've known them for years now, and the chemistry's always been there. We've all connected so well. Even the new guys from our high school team, the new guys that have just came in, we all just built a quick relationship. And I think it's good. I want to thank those seniors that have graduated, too, because when I came in from Holly Springs High School, and it was a little bit of a different change, and they helped me pick on quick. Everybody's relationship is good. We definitely have team leaders on the team besides me.
Mm-hmm. That's big time. And so now I'm sure obviously when you started blowing up, and a lot of people, especially top high school programs, obviously I can imagine were reaching out to you. So was there maybe any consideration you did give to any other high school people possibly transferring?
I had a lot of high schools that wanted me to come and play, but I wasn't really focused on that at the time. It was more of me playing AAU and finishing out the season, and then we would see from there. But I was always strong on being an Apex Friendship. That's where I wanted to be.
That's big time. And so I think one thing, too, like you just said, I mean, being a top player, obviously, when you are able to go and commit finally, that's something that obviously for you maybe wasn't a long time plan. I mean, some people obviously go 2 or 3 years of having to figure out their college. For you, it kind of was a quicker process, I should say. But at the end of the day, you kind of have that stress removed now. You know you're going to college. So kind of you just could go into the season now and enjoy and just have fun and really not have to worry about the whole college pressure because you know where you'll be attending now.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
And so now talk about your recruiting class. Obviously, NC State right now is currently ranked the number 5 recruiting class, which is huge because being a school that has never really had that hybrid class. I mean, you're right, the next schools like Kentucky, like Duke, a lot of the schools. But talk about what it's like seeing your guys' logo, your guys' team right next to those kind of schools.
Man, that's a blessing. I'm not really too much into the rankings and everything like that, but just seeing that, like I've known Josh, Cam, and Shaquille for a minute. I've known Josh and Cam longer, and just seeing us like grow up and be able to play together and like make a recruiting class that's top 5. That's special, real special.
Without a doubt. It's kind of talk about your connection. You just talked a little about those guys' connection, but talk about really how did you guys kind of put this whole piece together? I mean, was it one by one? Was it maybe how did it kind of come together having this great of a recruiting class?
I was the first commit, and as soon as I saw us like in his top choice, I was like, yeah, we got to get Cam. Like Cam would be a great piece to our team. Then we got Cam, then Evie. I didn't really know Evie, but like we've built the relationship as well since he's committed. And like Josh and Shaquille were like the next targets. Like we would text Josh and Shaquille to like let them know they're in open doors, like that we're family. And I think we kind of sold the piece to him that the Wolfpack was the best way to go. So.
No doubt. And this is something now that's so special is that, like I said earlier, all you guys have the aspirations of one day playing in the NBA, and that's obviously very likely for all 5 of you guys. And so being able to have that scenario where all 5 of you guys get to go in, most likely will be starting or be heavy rotation pieces next season, is a huge thing that not a lot of guys get to have, where they really create potentially a starting lineup of incoming freshmen. So that's going to be a huge thing to be able to build and have really great chemistry with.
Right.
So next year, what do you see your role being on the team?
I wouldn't say anybody really has a role. I think we all do good with matchup, like being a matchup nightmare. Like I'm an inside out type of player, and I know that Coach Keys is going to let me open up my game and play multiple positions. So like, that's a big key.
So for all the Wolfpack fans out there, what can they expect from you as a player?
For me being an inside out type guy, I kind of watched the I took after Zach Randolph at first, like it was like my first 2 years of high school, and because he could, because of his body type and the way he could play, inside out. So.
Mhm. Obviously, having 5 guys that will be heavy parts of the roster next year, being freshmen, is really a hard thing to maybe get adjusted to quickly. But as a team, what do you guys want to go in and really accomplish? And really, is there any goals you've maybe discussed that you guys want to get done?
Well, obviously, like, as a team, you want to win. So our biggest thing is coming in, doing what we have to do to just win.
Without a doubt. And as for you as a player, obviously, once again, you really have the possibility. You probably will be playing professional basketball at some level for a very long time. But for you, after basketball, after the ball stops bouncing, what's something you really are interested in, maybe something that you really want to pursue down the line?
I want to go to school for engineering. My dad owns a trucking company, and since I was a kid, like working on, like seeing him work on cars and things like that, like I fell in love with it.
That's big time. I mean, having something down the line set up is obviously a huge thing because, like, I mean, you never know what God's path is for you. I mean, obviously right now it's basketball, and for the foreseeable future, it's going to be basketball, but who knows down the line what it could be and what other path God's bringing you down. So, I mean, having that as a backup plan, having something that you really do enjoy is a huge thing.
Right, it's always good to have a backup plan because, like you said, like no matter how good you are, like eventually the ball will stop bouncing. So you have to have something to fall back on.
No doubt. And so obviously you have been playing alongside a lot of great players that have now also committed Division I. But talk about your relationships you built in the basketball world and really in North Carolina and just different stuff like that, and seeing guys live out the same dream you are and be able to now go and commit and attend college next year or already are in college.
Oh, I think it's big. Like, I played with big shots the whole summer, but I got a chance to play with Team Loaded as well. Like, I remember you mentioned that. And, like, just seeing kids like AJ, Rayon Freeman, and Henry Coleman especially, like, just the work ethic. Like, Henry Coleman's committed to Duke, and just
the work ethic they have and the way they go hard, seeing them, like, it's all a great environment.
Absolutely. So did you say there's maybe been one friend or a couple friends that you've really created a great connection with in the basketball world?
I would say a guy that I know good now, that's committed to Michigan, Isaiah Todd. Like, we've had a good relationship over the year and a half that he's been here, and he's a great guy, hard worker, and he's more than like just like a basketball player. He's also a leader out there on the court, and I could tell that early just being around him. He's not like a lot of five stars can be jerks. He's not like that. Like, he really likes to get his team involved. He's just a real, real great leader.
No doubt. That's awesome. And so, I mean, obviously, basketball world is really, obviously, fell in love with having a lot of duos team up at some point. So there may be anyone that you specifically have tried recruiting over to NC State, or maybe have talked about recruiting or maybe playing with in high school, or something that you really always have dreamed of playing alongside?
Well, my brother, like, he's a freak athlete, man. I would love to play with him in the next level. That would be good. We've been playing together since we were literally, like, just to see us keep moving on and playing together, that would be big to me.
Without a doubt. I think always a brother relationship is something that's really become so big time in basketball and all sports. I think there's nothing that's really stronger than a brother's bond. And I mean, being able to have that together, and those are always automatic chemistry groups that are just awesome to see.
Right.
And before I let you go, I was like wrapping up with a couple different questions. The first one being, who would you say in your life has been your biggest role model?
I would say my mom when I was little. And, we would go to the outdoor courts and elbow shots. That's how I started. And just like when she passed away, I didn't take basketball serious at first until she had passed away. And it's like my love for basketball has changed completely. So that's my biggest role model in the game.
That's awesome. And there's always different ways that God obviously has us set. Someone set in stone that helps us really get to the point he wants us to. And so everyone's paths are obviously so much different, and some are harder than others, and just being able to learn from that and see how he wants to help get you to the point is something that you can always take, and it's always a relationship that you will be able to have that really helps you propel you throughout the rest of your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I always like wrapping up my final question, being about faith, just talking about how you think God's helped get you to the point you're at today.
Oh, man. God has opened up so many doors for me, man. I'm a Christian, so. Like, I've always been in church. My grandma recently passed, and, like, she was big with the church. And God has opened up so many doors for me just doing things. Like, Philippians 4:13, just doing things for Christ who strengthened me. That has been my mindset in everything. And just being nice to people, kind to people, I think that's all helped me open up doors.
Mm-hmm. That's big time. I mean, like you said, I just always really living the way that God wants us to, because there's something special installed for everyone, and just living the way he wants us to and really help spreading his word and being the light is a huge thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, Devin, appreciate taking time to come on today, my guy. Obviously, best luck this upcoming season. I'm excited to see what you and the rest of the guys can get done while you guys are at NC State.
Yes, sir.
All right, God bless.
All right, we'll see.